man-made religion isn't teaching the truth.
Well, but we need to follow the Bible, and so...
Exactly. We need to follow that.
And we need to go to the churches and our communities.
Well, not the churches, because they're lying. We're out here. Here, let me give you a gospel card. It proves that the churches are lying.
The Bible says... Yep. And
but
so
Jesus said, if
fellowship.
You want to be his friend, you keep his commands.
Yep.
And if you're part of any of the 40,000 denominations, they're not keeping the commands of God.
That is not representing Christ well.
They aren't. You're exactly right. They're not representing Christ because they were made of man. The churches that we see on every corner, man-made religion, denominations. Do you agree there's 40,000? Have you even looked that up?
I'm just saying
all the different names out there, the different flavors.
To worship Christ together in a fellowship, and there's
exactly
many churches.
You know what it is? It's the
together.
Called out separate ones who have repented, turned from their sins, and they're born again children of God, and then they obey him. You realize you're to love God, you must obey him,
yes,
right? John 15:14. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands." But the churches are not keeping his commands. You're not keeping them because you're associated with
them.
None
of us keep
them. Loving
we fail. We are sinners. We are all sinners.
See, I tried. Did you take a gospel card? Because on there,
I know
I'm talking
the
about
says.
Repentance. See,
I know, and I am repenting, but we have
but you haven't turned
day, so
from the
repent.
World, and you're defending your sin. You look like the
sorry,
world. You're acting
you
like it. You're participating
Christ.
In it.
People are being told that they will all go to hell. Even
my brothers don't tell
know.
People they are
no,
going
that
to
is
hell.
What they,
you
that
know,
is
the
what
finish finish the sentence.
You
will go to hell
Christ.
If you don't repent
yes, that's
and
true,
turn
but
from
that's
your ways.
Not what they're
Jesus
hearing.
Christ said, "Repent, lest
it's
you perish, ma'am."
Hearing.
We love you. That's why we're. Well, they don't have ears to hear. You know, the Bible says if you can't hear his words, John 8, it means your father's the devil. If you hear the word of God and you love it and you're drawn to it, see, you said that's true. These people are hearing what they want to hear, not the word of God, because their hearts are
but
hardened against God.
We have to
God draws people by the Spirit, and if they don't have the
but
Spirit,
if it's said in the
you
wrong
can't
spirit,
have.
Then
no,
we are not
see,
working
so when
Christ.
Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of is at hand," the kingdom of God is at hand.
But most
so when
of the time
he said
he loved
that,
and
repent.
Fed the people. He wasn't
do you realize that in the 3,000? Or the 5,000 that he fed, he preached for 3 days before he fed them. Do you realize that? He fed them the best, the manna of
yes.
God. He is the bread of life. He
yes.
fed them the most important yes. thing first, and you're saying yes. I'm trying to reason with you because you're defending sin. You're defending the worldly church. Your soul is
not,
on the line.
I'm just saying
I'm trying to pull your
you
soul from the fire, ma'am.
People.
You need
I'm
to
I'm
repent yourself.
No, she's got too much hate in her heart. She doesn't want to...
So now you're judging me that I have hate. You know, the
why
Bible says the love of God
go
means that you go out and you preach the gospel. That's what Jesus said. Preach the gospel. Those
you know,
who
Jesus
have hatred
Jewish,
in their
right?
heart
so are you Judeo-Christian?
Don't like them. You can go talk to my brothers. I was talking to her. She approached me.
Hey, you know what? I don't like how you point at people.
She approached me.
One.
And what are you doing with your hands? You can go talk to my brothers. Feel
just,
free to
want,
talk to my brothers. There's
you,
two of them over there. I will speak to her because she approached me. If you want to speak, I would be happy to talk with you
yeah,
and reason
you
in the scriptures.
Your fingers and
or you
look,
can,
you're,
you
you're
can I'm not holding you captive,
wall.
Ma'am. I love you.
I know.
And we're passionate for the truth.
No, but it's not turning any. These people are being turned away from Christ.
Then that means, ma'am, they're turning away from the Word of God.
But it's how you guys are presenting
no, it's
it.
Not.
It's not.
It's because
loving.
They don't have the love of God in them.
Well, and that's true.
See, if you have the love, you said that's true. So they don't have the love of God. They have
to
be drawn
to
by the Spirit. Give me the name of one.
Church,
I'll test it. I can test.
Church.
Guess what? I can test yours right now. They don't teach you how to be a godly, holy woman.
Yes, they do.
They don't teach you to come out of the world. They
yes.
don't teach you to love the scriptures and obey them because you're defending it. You're trying to preach friendship evangelism. That's counter to the word of God, ma'am.
Jesus was their
so
friend
so they're not
first.
Teaching. He wasn't a friend of sinners. He preached to the sinners to call them to repentance,
and,
to call them
loving
out
way.
Into holiness.
In a loving way.
Really? Repent. What about John the Baptist? The greatest man born of a woman. What did he preach?
The first greatest man born of a woman.
Jesus
Christ,
said it.
So.
Go look at the scriptures. Jesus called John the greatest. Okay, so you understand that.
I know
and
what
how
I'm
did
saying,
John preach? How did Paul preach?
Yes,
repent,
I'm not saying
repent,
repent.
Repent.
Repent isn't bad.
It means
but
turn from your sin lest
yes,
you perish.
Yes.
Hebrews 5:9, Jesus made the way for those who would obey him.
Yes.
So we need to obey him. That's why we're preaching the word of God.
I'll
sit and eat with anybody that wants to hear the word of God,
because
they don't love the word of God, ma'am.
You're not showing them that they should love it. You're showing them all that it is hate. That's what it's.
If they hate the word of God, it's because they have hatred in their heart against the truth. You got to get that through your head, ma'am. Either you love the word of God or you hate it. You're a child of God or you're a child of the devil. You realize this is Satan's kingdom. You're born into Satan's kingdom. These people here that hate the word of God, they're under the grips of Satan. Satan is their father. They must repent. They can choose that. Repent from their sins and be born into the kingdom of God.
It is unlikely that this way is going to make them repent. So I'm just
exactly.
You know.
They need to do it in their heart. The word of God will do what it does. The word of God will either change a heart that's willing, or it will harden a heart that doesn't want it. Ma'am, can I talk to you about you, though? Can I help you? You're right alongside with them if you don't repent. Your heart is hard against the truth of God's word. You must repent, ma'am. We love you.